Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The idea that bacteria are useful and even good for us is one of the frontiers of 21st century medicine. Dr. Stephen Trent, associate professor in molecular genetics and microbiology at the University of Texas at Austin, reveals how bacteria are poised to assist in humanity's ongoing war against viruses.
To be effective, a vaccine must accomplish two major feats. One, it must activate the immune system, and two, it should be specific to an infection. Serious diseases that were once a common horror, like polio and smallpox, have been eradicated thanks to vaccines. Historically, bacterial vaccines contained whole bacteria that were killed or deactivated. These vaccines were great for general stimulation of the immune system because bacteria have lots of common immune triggers that our bodies recognize. However, it's now popular for vaccines to contain only pieces of bacteria instead of the whole thing. Although these bacterial pieces are specific to the infection they come from, usually they don't activate your immune system strongly enough. This makes it necessary to add something called an adjuvant, an extra amplifying component that can rev up the immune system. For about 80 years, only one adjuvant, which was called alum, was available, but it has some limitations. Finally, in 2009, the FDA approved a vaccine with a new adjuvant, MPL, which comes from a molecule on the surface of bacteria. This molecule is called lipid A. In high quantities of its natural form, lipid A causes a severely strong immune response. However, MPL is a mixture of lipid A molecules that have been chemically altered to be safe in vaccines, yet still activate the immune system just right. In my lab, my graduate student Brittany Needham explored the potential to modify lipids for use as adjuvants and engineered 61 bacterial strains that make customized versions of lipid A. These lipids could serve as a toolkit to pair designer adjuvants with specific parts of bacteria, viruses, or other infections and ultimately generate better vaccines.
That was Stephen Trent of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. In 55, this fellow Jonas saw cured polio and had a mother's time.